Greetings to you, my friend. I am Tim Childs, gospel preacher serving with the Hillcrest Church of Christ in Baldwin, Mississippi. Let me first offer a word of welcome to this, the June issue of Gospel Gazette Online, as well as this month's new audio edition, A Word Between Friends. Just the other day, a friend of mine was sharing a story about an occasion, several years ago, when she was the assistant manager working for one of the Walmart stores in our area. Being a hospitable person from the South, she took it upon herself to invite a personality, no less than Mr. Sam Walton, to come pay their store a visit. It just so happened that Mr. Walton decided to take her up on the invitation and flew one day, unannounced, into the local airport. Mr. Walton then called the store and told the manager he had arrived and needed to be picked up at the airport. That is the exact moment when sheer panic set in. You see, the manager was caught completely off guard. He issued orders to the workers to quickly get some of the shelves filled and make other needed preparations. The store manager ordered the one designated to chauffeur Mr. Walton over to the store to drive around town, showing him the sights, the scenery, and charm of their little southern town. In other words, stall as long as you possibly can before bringing Mr. Walton into this store. In haste, preparations were made for what was to the store manager an unexpected visit by the man at the top. On a spiritual level, the question arises, will you and I, like the Walmart manager, be caught completely off guard when Jesus, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, comes in His glory and majesty? Friend, when the trumpet sounds, signaling the day of the Lord has come, will you and I begin to panic with thoughts of so many things that could have and should have been said and done? Will we have been diligent to be found of Him in peace, without spot and blameless, as Peter urged the saints in 2 Peter 3 and verse 14? You may have heard the name Harold Camping. That's because he and his followers have been covered by the media a lot in recent days, due to his infamous prediction that the judgment day was to come on Saturday, May the 21st, 2011. His prediction was taken seriously by his followers as they donated their life savings, collectively giving millions of dollars to publicize the pending judgment into the world that now, according to Mr. Camping, is to take place on October the 21st. People would be well served to hear the Lord rather than Mr. Harold Camping. It is a common practice for men and women to go searching in the Bible for prophecies that might hint of when Jesus is coming, the end of the world, and Judgment Day. The phrase, the day of the Lord, is one that is used in nearly 30 separate passages, mostly in the Old Testament. One usage in the New Testament is 2 Peter 3:10, where the scripture says, but the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. It is obvious from the context that the day of the Lord under consideration here does not have reference to a local or temporal act of judgment by the Lord. Rather, it is one that is universal in scope. In the Old Testament, however, the expression the day of the Lord most often prompts our minds to think of the temporal judgment God was threatening to bring upon certain people in ancient times if they refused to turn from their proud spirit and corrupt behavior. Sometimes it was punishment that would be meted out to His own chosen people, whether Israel or Judah. And at other times, it was punishment God was planning to bring to other nations due to their impenitent wickedness. In chapter 24 of the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus forewarned His contemporary disciples about judgment that was soon to afflict the nation of Israel. This would be God's wrath poured out upon them at the hands of the Romans due to their calloused unbelief, the rejection of His only begotten Son. In spite of the fact that Jesus told them in Matthew 24:34 that all of those things He was describing would be fulfilled in that generation, people continue to use these verses and look toward a fulfillment that is even yet to come. This is a flagrant misuse of the text. Sometimes whole systems of erroneous theological doctrine are built upon the misuse of Scripture by interpreting an event as yet future when actually it is centuries past. Think about some of the supposed signs of the end of time: wars and rumors of wars, famines, earthquakes, pestilence, political unrest, you name it. But all of these features are woven into the fabric of human history. So how are we to use these things, things such as wars and earthquakes, for instance, to pinpoint the time of the world's end? It was suggested recently that, yes, the world is surely coming to an end promptly because just look at people not parking their cars straight in their parking places and failing to make proper signals when making a left or right-hand turn in their automobiles. As a friend of mine used to say, this is an example of ignorance gone to seed. My friend, if God wanted us to know when the earth will make its final orbit around the sun, he would have told us. When Jesus was walking here among men, he indicated that God's ministering angels in heaven didn't know the appointed time of the world's end. He also taught that only his Father in heaven knew this information, Matthew 24, verse 36. Jesus knew the Old Testament scriptures. He knew the prophecies and used them regularly to overcome in his personal life and in his teaching. If the time of the world's end could have been sifted from those writings, Jesus would have accomplished that and would have known what he said he didn't know. And he would have known what men are seeking to know through a misuse of those same scriptures. Jesus clearly taught that only the Father knew when Jesus would come again at the world's end. He also said it would be unannounced, just as when a thief comes to do his mischief. What if the exact day and time could actually be known? Wouldn't that promote procrastination about turning to the Lord? If people knew exactly how much time they had, many might choose to enjoy the pleasures of sin until just moments before the Lord's return. What satisfaction would the Lord have in that kind of coming to him at a time known by all to be the 11th and one half hour? Friend, no Bible prophecy or group of prophecies may be used to pinpoint or determine the millennium, the century, the decade, the year, the month, the day, or the hour wherein the Son of God will come. That's why now is the accepted time. Behold, today is the day of salvation. Until next time, I am Tim Childs, urging you to anticipate, long for, and prepare for Jesus coming every single day. While we cannot know when, we have his promise, I will come again. So make your calling and election sure.